be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We always look forward to your call-in, your questions, your comments, your insight on the subject. Today we're talking about, does the Bible explain the UFOs? Put it another way, are UFOs found in the Bible? We're going to look at that today. It seems to be a subject that is on the tongues of so many. Multitudes of articles in relationship to that online. And a lot of interest in the world, and in particular with the Marxist media and some of those in that category. In fact, just very recently, President Donald Trump said that he was going to release, he was giving the Pentagon and other areas directions to release all of the documents on the, quote, UFOs. They've been around since 1947. It's been a phenomenon that multitudes have investigated and tried to ascertain and determine. Do we have UFOs? What are they? The extraterrestrial beings? Are they transhuman? What kind of evidence do we have for what we're talking about and what is seen? May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I've had the privilege down through the less than 100 years of teaching what is called angelology. Angels are two categories, good angels and bad angels. That is, divine angels or demonic angels. And I find it fascinating what we're talking about today fits the category of the fallen angels, demonic beings that are in the world today. We'll talk about that, but we'd love to hear from you. And after the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in. That telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We look forward to having your conversation, dialogue, and discussion on it. But let me remind you, as we do each and every day, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. We've got a listener out in Oregon that listens most of the days, and she's talking about the truth book. And I believe that's what we have when we look at the Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement about the Word of God. It says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." We can depend on the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. It is, in fact, the de facto truth book. And may I remind you, multitudes today want to reject the truth, ignore the truth, bifurcate the truth, or simply eviscerate the truth and stand on anything that is untrue. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I believe we find that to be factually true today. If I can do the play on the words, I believe we need to recognize truth matters, regardless of where you live, regardless of the denominational holdings that you have, regardless of your political affiliation. We need to go back to the truth. That's what frightens me, bothers me, concerns me gravely. When I read an article from the latest survey that says that 55% of the millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their brazen statement there, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement. Each person determines their own version of truth. Now, just take that statement a minute. Their own version of truth. Truth is truth. It's not based on somebody's version of truth. It's not based on bifurcating the truth. It's not based on a partial truth. Truth is truth. Whether you receive it, embrace it, or reject it, it's still truth. We have Nancy Pelosi that wouldn't recognize truth if it slapped her in the face. Hakeem Jeffries plays with words and absolutely is deceitful with just about anything the man says. We witness what is taking place today. Both sides of the aisle, we find a toying with, a bifurcating truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that reminds America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint said this in part, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." I find an article that is disconcerting. Headline says, "Western society will be destroyed without a commitment of truth." You ask anybody on the left today, why are we in a war with Iran? Well, it's a Trump derangement syndrome problem. It's not a matter that Iran for 47 years had been trying to harm, hurt, destroy America. About 1,100 of our people, Americans, have been destroyed over the past 47 years, and yet the left, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, says that Trump had no reason to attack Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that he did. Listen, let's go back to a fact. I go back to the facts of what was stated by a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. He made this profound statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge on this broadcast each and every day. That's the attempt that we make on this broadcast each and every day, is to stand for truth, to defend the truth. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the longer we wait, the longer we look forward to the rapture of the church, the more we're going to find the manifestation of wicked, evil, absolute demonic activities in our world today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and they have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, "How do I find that?" It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in the recent months, and perhaps you could say the past number of years, but especially in the recent months, the old argument, the old questions are attempting to explain the so-called UFOs. since 1947, ladies and gentlemen, there's been the quandary, the question, the secrecy, the sense that there's something taking place with our federal government since 1947. There's been discussion, and some quietly, some discussions have been open, and often very, very controversial. And may I say to you, it is manifestly real today in the circles of what you'd call the military powers, in the circles of the government. There's still a major, major quandary and a question about it. I'm looking at an article that says, is there truth out there? U.S. registers aliens.gov as President Trump pledges UFO files to be released. Last week, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency registered an alien.gov, website, alien.gov and aliens, plural, .gov domains, adding both to the official government website registry. But the move also comes at a time when the U.S. government interest of UFOs or unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAPs, our officialdom prefers to call them, has never been higher and is firmly rooted in fears over national security in an age of drones, terrorism, and international conflict. And it goes on to talk about the websites that President Trump has instituted for the information to go there. He's also given directions that all classified documents, all classified files on that subject be released and put into those websites for the general public to be able to see and ascertain what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that heretofore these classified documents relating to the UFOs, some scientists argue that the UFOs are real extraterrestrial beings, and supposedly our government has kept that secret hidden from the public. We've had the Air Force pilots, we've had others, ladies and gentlemen, that have video footage of documentation of some of these extraterrestrial beings, some of these unidentified flying objects, some of these trans-human people or beings that they claim are out there. Now, listen very carefully. I'm just doing a broad brush, thumbnail sketch of this subject. It would take a week to go into all of the details and all of the documents that verify and validate what's being said in that realm. But I want us to understand it's a real phenomena. It's a real issue. And whether or not it's germane is left up to you and others in making that decision. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the UFOs are real. The question is, are they biblical? Can you find extraterrestrial beings any place in the scripture? Can we depend on that, or can we look at what the scripture says and then, as a result of understanding the word of God, identify these UFOs to be able to identify what would be called extraterrestrial beings? Is it possible that the Bible holds the key and has the answer to that question? I believe it does. And we're going to talk about that further in the broadcast today. That telephone number, by the way, is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline that further explains what I just said about Trump's domains that's been set up. The UFO domain, the website, will not explain. Two developments landed in the UFO UAP space this week that are worth paying close attention to. A sitting member of the House Oversight Committee went on record accusing NASA of holding classified UFO material and lying publicly about it. And separately, the White House quietly registered two new federal government domains, alien.gov and aliens.gov, with no announcement, no explanation, and only an alien emoji as a email response to press inquiries. Here's what we know. Listen to this carefully. This sets the stage for where we're going on this broadcast today. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett, a member of the House Oversight Committee, went on record this week accusing NASA, of hiding classified UAP material from the public. Speaking on One America News, in an interview also covered by the Daily Mail, Burchett stated that in direct meetings with the agency, NASA officials confirmed that they had studied UAPs and that they held classified material that were not authorized to share. They directly contradict the agency's public position. Further, the article states, the new NASA administrator separately acknowledged encountering things in his role he cannot explain. But the agency clarified these related to costly programs rather than extraterrestrial activity. According to Burchett, none of these reflect what he was told privately, end quote. One other paragraph, Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett. Burchett also addressed why more individuals with firsthand knowledge have not come forward. He said the fear among those people is real, that some are afraid not just of legal consequences, but of something far more sinister and serious. The assessment mirrors what UAP whistleblower Michael Herrera posted publicly on X back in July of 2025, warning people to reconsider coming forward, stating that those who have done so have seen their lives severely impacted with no protection or compensation. Researcher Matthew Brown made similar observations in recent appearances on Weaponized, noting that people who often come forward face pressure from multiple directions. Further in the article, it talks about the Cybersecurity and Inter-Surface Security Agency managed the official files. When Defense Scoop asked the White House for an explanation, press spokeswoman Anna Kelly responded with two words, "Stay tuned." The agency acting executive director, Chris Butera, confirmed to Defense Scoop that the agency manages the .gov registry to ensure only verified governmental organizations can receive trusted domains, but noted it does not audit or review those domains that are used, end quote. It's about a five-page article, but ladies and gentlemen, the point that I want to make with that elongated reference to this article is that there is a major whirlwind taking place today in the upper echelons, including in the White House with President Donald J. Trump, talking about extraterrestrial beings, or the UAPs, or the unidentified flying objects. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Do you believe UFOs are real? Do you believe that there are extraterrestrial beings out there? Do you believe, as some said, that there are these beings on other planets that's wanting to creep into and see what's happening in our world here today? That some of these extraterrestrial beings are simply wanting to peer into what America is doing and wanting to come to visit America, wanting to come to visit this globe to see what we're doing and how we've lived and what is different in their, quote, lives. Now, my question, profound question, very deep question. Do you believe that there are extraterrestrial beings living in outer space on other planets? Now, when you say that, I want to know from you also, by what reference do you have that verifies your thinking on that? Is it verifiable? Is it something that can be clarified and collateralized finding in the Bible that will verify it? Listen, I go back to the fact we've got one truth book. It's called the Bible. And listen very carefully, not just a matter of what I believe, but as we understand the scripture, God created the world and what's in it. No evidence any place whatsoever where God created other beings on other planets other than planet Earth. Everything that God said, everything that was in the scripture is in relationship to created beings that God placed, and everything that's created, whether in the heavens or under the heavens, on the earth or under the earth, according to the scripture in Colossians 1:13 and following, the Lord Jesus Christ created. You see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says. But we don't find any evidence in the scripture where God created other beings. I would call them extraterrestrial beings, beings in outer space, beings on other planets. I'm talking about humanoid, human-type beings. Now listen, with that being said, God created angels. God created angels. In fact, when God created angels, there's no number. They're innumerable. as the sand of the sea, we find angels. Angels are created beings. Angels do not procreate. Angels, the same number that God created when he created angels, that same number are alive and well today. But listen, when Lucifer fell, he was one of the archangels. When Lucifer fell, because he said, I will be as God, I will be God. His five I wills, his exerting his authority, feeling that he could be God and displace God. When that took place, God displaced him. God cast him out of the heavenlies. And when that happened, according to the scripture, a third of the angelic host followed Satan. Now, those that followed Satan are the ones that we would call demons, and those are the demons that's in the world today. So you might ask the question, what do demons do? Where do demons go? How do they appear? What can they say? Can they interact with human beings? Can demons, keep in mind, demons are still created beings, fallen created beings by Holy God. So they are real entities, real beings, just as good angels are real beings. The word angel, angelos, means messenger. They're messengers for good or messengers for evil. Now, we're going to talk about that further in the broadcast today. But I want us to set the stage and ask you the question, what are your thoughts about UFOs, UAPs? What are your thoughts? Are they real terrestrial beings? Are they out there wanting to visit planet Earth? I'm looking at a headline that says, civilian scientists say, keep UFO data away from the Pentagon. In August 2025, with approximately 40 researchers from government, academia, and independent organizations, no public announcement was made before the event. Attendees covered their own travel expense. According to their white paper, the workshop focused on a real and well-documented problem. UAP reports currently come from too many inconsistent sources, military logs, pilot records, civilian testimony, social media. None of it is formatted in a way that allows for meaningful comparison. The workshop laid out a plan to standardize reporting templates, improve data sharing between military and civilian sources, and apply artificial intelligence to process large volumes of reports at scale. Further in the article, it states this. Official UAP footage still released by the Pentagon UFO investigation after the AARO at almost the same time the UAP detection and tracking summit was held in February 2026. Bringing together researchers including Congressman Eric Burleson, Professor Gary Nolan, Ryan Graves of Americans for Safe Aerospace, along with others. The summit organizers, Real Summers, speaking to News Nation Reality Check, issued a direct warning. That direct warning was that this data must be handled by scientists as well as the Department of Defense. He stated it's actively pursuing the data right now. He called instead for the decentralization and the internationally governed nonprofit civilian network. Further in the article, per additional reporting from the Defense Scoop, caseload has now grown to over 2,000 UAP reports, with approximately 1,000 of those lacking enough data to be analyzed. So let me boil it down. Ladies and gentlemen, there's supposedly about 2,000 quote sightings, 2,000 quote events, 2,000 quote sightings and events wherein something that was unidentified, something that, as one writer put it, could go one direction and in a nanosecond do a 360-degree turn in the opposite direction, could appear and disappear. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, we're going to spend some time analyzing what God's Word says about demons and see if we find any matching evidence for what we see being reported today, to see if what is being reported today could be identified, biblically speaking, as demons in the world today. Now, perhaps your listeners say, well, I didn't know there was such a thing as a demon. But perhaps you don't recall and don't recognize what the Scripture says in relationship to Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's not just necessarily just talking about like high places, the governor's office, or high places like the president's office, or high places like the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat's office. It is talking about high places. And many times we fail to recognize that there are demons in the world today. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just insert at this juncture my introductory remarks when I'm lecturing on the subject of demons, the doctrine of demons. When I'm lecturing on it in a classroom, open with remarks like this. In 1973, a movie was released entitled The Exorcist. Since its release, it has grossed over $90 million. Millions of people have flocked to see the main character, a 12-year-old girl named Reagan, as she snarls, vomits, and shouts obscenities during a simulated bout of demon possession. This film has become more popular than The Sound of Music, more popular than Superman or Rocky. It seems that Americans are fascinated with the occult and the demonic today. Today, over dozens of television movies feature witchcraft, occultism, and demon activities. What about demons? Are demons real? The activities and actions of demons are very diverse, destructive, and the activities of demons are always directed, listen, and controlled by Satan himself. Demons are Satan's angels, Satan's agents, with the mission of carrying out Satan's plan, and Satan's plan has always been to defeat God's people and God's purpose for humanity on planet Earth. Satan's utmost purpose is to dethrone God and destroy Christians. Merrill Unger, in his book, What Demons Can Do to Saints, shows an urgent warning for believers. Dr. Unger says this, saints must realize that they are the bullseye, as it were, against which Satan and his demonic helpers aimed with their fiery darts. Further, he states, and I quote, some of the things that trigger demonic activity are, listen to this, this sets the stage for what I want to bring in as evidence of what we are talking about with UFOs, biblically speaking, would be none less than demons. Listen to this portion of my introductory remarks in the classroom setting on demonology. When we see things like taking place with major activity in drugs, promiscuity, heavy metal music, dabbling in Satanism, tarot cards, Ouija boards, Harry Potter books, and other movies that introduce to the minds and the hearts of people in our nation today, then we can expect Satan and his demonic spirits, his demonic beings, his demonic soldiers to carry out the activity in the world today. Since Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 15, with Satan's fall, where a third of the angelic host followed him, those are the demons in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you, we're talking about UFOs. Do we find UFOs in the Bible? Are UFOs really extraterrestrial beings? Are they really seeking what America or the world is doing here on planet Earth? Are they living creatures domiciled on other planets that we do not find related in the Word of God? I think not. I think that when we look at the Word of God, we understand what we're talking about today, none other than demons in the world today. I'm looking at a headline. We ask scientists what they think. We'll learn from the government UFOs file. Here's what they said. And we'll go into that detail in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, right after the top of the hour news, we'll continue our communication, our discussion today. Does the Bible explain UFOs? Are UFOs found in the Bible? What are they? Are extraterrestrial beings found in the Bible? Who are they? What are they? What does the Bible say about them? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news. Right after the top of the hour news, we'll be right back as we continue our discussion today. Does the Bible explain UFOs? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu